Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Another bizarre move by Ron Johnson, Senator from Wisconsin. I'm ashamed to say Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson. Believe it or not, he's pounding the ivermectin drum again. Remember ivermectin? Ivermectin is a medication that veterinarians give to horses and cows who are very heavy and very large. In case you've never seen a horse or a cow, go out and look at one. They're extremely big, okay? They're very large. And they get worms and they get parasites. And veterinarians give them ivermectin, okay? Ivermectin. Now, if a human being takes ivermectin, especially in large doses, it is very, very dangerous. And when Trump, and whatever Trump says about medicine or anything else, Ron Johnson is his slave and he'll go ahead and repeat it. When Trump started to push hydroxychloroquine, an anti-malaria drug, not a drug for COVID, Ron Johnson pushed that. Ron Johnson has not been vaccinated. Trump's been vaccinated. That sly dog, he snuck in on the sly and got himself vaccinated. Ron Johnson hasn't. He's a real disciple. Well, now Ron Johnson is on the ivermectin horse. No pun intended. It's four horses. Horses are very heavy, a couple of thousand pounds, some of them, and cows and all that. Actually, there was a hog, I remember, I think it came out of Greene County. I have relatives down in Greene County, Monroe, that area. I think the thing weighed 1,000 pounds, the biggest damn pig I ever saw in my life. But in any event, horses, cows, they take ivermectin. The FDA, Food and Drug Administration, put out a tweet when Trump started to flog this drug as being something you should take. And it says, "You are not a horse. You are not a cow. Seriously, y'all, stop it." I mean, come on, for the FDA to have to put that out, and then they got pushback for demeaning Trump supporters. Look, people in Mississippi, after Trump did it, and Louisiana, have been self-medicating, much larger numbers than anywhere else in the country. And it is very dangerous in large doses, and it's been dangerous for these people. But what did Ron Johnson do lately? I mean, you'd think that he'd have other things on his mind, the debt limit, maybe, Russia, China, jihad, you know, any of this stuff, maybe, you know. Maybe he'd have something else on his mind, the defense of our country, the infrastructure, maybe constructively suggesting changes if he doesn't like it, you know, blah, blah. Oh, no. He sent a letter just now to Dr. Fauci, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the head of the Center for Disease Control, the director of the CDC, and to the Secretary of Health and Welfare, Xavier Becerra, and several others. Now, these are the top health people in the country, especially on COVID. Dr. Fauci, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, and the Secretary of State, of Health and Welfare, Xavier Becerra. And it was signed by 21 other Republicans. 21 members of the House and Senate. And here are some of them. Marjorie Taylor Greene, QAnon, who advocated the assassination of the Speaker of the House and our former presidential candidate, and the Secret Service, for some reason, didn't throw her in jail. Lauren Boebert, the woman from Rifle, Colorado, who packs on the floor. She took a Glock on the floor of the Congress, and they finally put in metal detectors. Louis Gohmert appeared at a 3%er rally. And Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin. Hey, I got word for you. Tom Tiffany represents my friend Dave Obie's old district. Something's wrong. Dave Obie was one of the great congressmen, chairman of the Appropriations Committee, very high in the Congress. Before that, there's a guy named Alvin Okonski. He was a Republican, but he was a fairly good guy. Now we have Tom Tiffany, poison water. Tom Tiffany, how the heck he got in there and how he does this stuff, I don't know. But he signs a letter with Ron Johnson, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Louis Gohmert. 21 Republicans signed this thing to Dr. Fauci, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, and the director, who's the director of the CDC and the Secretary of Health and Welfare. And they complain about attacks on ivermectin. They complain about it. They think people are being demeaned. They're saying that they want this taken seriously as a medication. Who are these people? Is Ron Johnson a medical doctor? Seriously. Is Marjorie Taylor Greene a medical doctor? No. Is Lauren Boebert a medical doctor? No. Louis Gohmert? No. Tom Tiffany? No. I mean, when you have laymen, I mean, that's a polite way to call them, people who are flat out nuts, and a layman and not doctors saying, we want you to authorize this worm parasite medication for cows and horses for human beings. Tan Hutt, you better do it right away. And by the way, we didn't like that tweet, that nasty tweet, quote, you are not a horse. You are not a cow. Seriously, y'all, stop it. Folks in Mississippi and Louisiana like to take this, so we want to protect them. Oh, really? Oh, really? Well, folks in Wisconsin don't like it. They can see through it. Nobody's right mind would take a veterinary drug like this. Nobody in his right mind would do it. So that's what he's up to. That's what he's up to. He says he's not sure if he's running for re-election. The one good thing is that the longer he sits on it, the more he squeezes out other people who could run. However, they all can raise money pretty quickly from the big donors, from, you know, this E-line down in, U-line down in Illinois, and woman from Beloit and all this. They can write a check. So they're lying in the weeds. They're lying in the weeds. It's like in the bullpen. They have a pitcher out there, Ron Johnson, who has the shakes. He has the shakes, can barely hold the baseball, hogging the field, but they do have a bullpen, and they'll bring him in. But the less that their name gets exposed, the better. I guess, and to that extent, if he pulls the plug, great. If he doesn't pull the plug, if sometime after the turn of year he goes, yeah, I'm going to, Moscow Mitch wants me to run again, I'll run again. And just remember this guy, it's not just that he wasn't constructive. It's not just that he had bad votes. Not any of that. Or it's a lot of that, but that's not all there is to him. It is this crazy stuff. Following a crazy man. Suddenly it's Dr. Johnson. Dr. Johnson, the epidemiologist, thinks veterinary drugs should be given to human beings, and the CDC and the FDA should get on board. Give me a break. Give me a break. Well, there's a development in Oklahoma that I think is a good development. A good development. There is a woman out there, secretary of the equivalent of the head of public instruction, the equivalent of what Evers was before he ran for governor. And she's a Republican. She's been elected twice. She's becoming a Democrat to run for governor against the incumbent Republican governor, Kevin Stitt. Now, Kevin Stitt won his race 4 years ago with 54% of the vote. So to have a superintendent of public instruction run against him in the general election, not in the primary, is a very good development. And Joy Hofmeister was very clear on why she's doing this. And I kind of like everything I'm hearing about her. She said, this guy on COVID and on healthcare and on education is destructive. He's destructive of our state. It's not just a matter of not funding, because he doesn't do that, but it's a matter of directly interfering with professional judgment in healthcare, COVID, fighting COVID, and education. So he's one of these people who not just talks the talk, but he actually is interfering with any measures to contain COVID, interfering with the delivery of healthcare in Oklahoma, and interfering in the education system in Oklahoma. And Joy Hofmeister is a professional, and she's an educator, and she has very definite ideas, and you may not agree with every one of them, but the point of the matter is she's sincere, and she is actually concerned about improving the education system in Oklahoma. She's concerned about stopping COVID, about best practices, about encouraging vaccines, about masking, about mask mandates, about social distancing. Remember that Oklahoma rally Trump had with no masks in the middle of COVID. And it polished off a bunch of folks. A lot of folks didn't show up. It had very low attendance, but it polished off some folks. And she's tired of folks getting polished off by Republican nuts out there. So Joy Hofmeister has become a Democrat running for governor, and I wish her all the best. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
All white, sport coat, and a pink.